Stoughton, the Saskatchewan Veterinary Medical Association, SVMA, recognized the best ones in their field, and the Southeast had a reason to celebrate as one of the most beloved veterinarians in the area. Dr. Anne Y. Kernelaguen received her second Meritorious Service Award. The first recognition came in 2008. The award ceremony was held on September 9 at TCU Place in Saskatoon during the annual SVMA conference. Kernelaguen said while she knew she was nominated for the award, she didn't know she was a winner. I was very pleased and honored, Kernelaguen said, adding she had most of the clinic staff as well as some family members and friends with her at the SVMA Awards Night banquet at the conference. She said there's been a lot of progress in the veterinarian world since her last award. There is more technology and some drugs are safer now, but a lot of things stayed the same, as the staff at the clinic continued doing their job and taking care of animals, small and big, to the best of their abilities. And her professionalism and care were once again acknowledged 15 years later. The Meritorious Service Award recognizes a member in good standing who has made an outstanding single or long-term contribution to the quality of life in their community or province. This achievement may be in the area of youth or senior programs, philanthropic organizations, or the arts. Sarah Richaud, a veterinary technician at the Stoughton Veterinary Services who introduced Kernelaguen during the awards night, said Kernelaguen received three different nominations for the Meritorious Service Award. I believe the diversity of their origins also speaks highly of Anne's character and how deserving she is of this award, Richaud said. The first nomination letter came from a student who helped at the clinic last spring. The second letter was from Dr. Michelle Anderson, who worked at the Stoughton Veterinary Services for many years, and the third one came from Kernelaguen's previous colleague and her nephew Dr. Victor Kernelaguen. Anne has been a veterinarian in Stoughton for more years than I even know. She works tirelessly to provide the utmost care for all the large and small animals in the southeast corner of the province, day or night, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. From midnight calvings on Christmas Eve to going out on call on a minus 40 day, to working through her lunch hour to finish up surgeries, she never complains and always seems to have an abundance of energy that none of us can explain, wrote Anderson. Anne is always willing to learn and never backs down from a difficult case. She has provided countless hours of mentorship for so many vets, techs and students alike. She is one of the most patient teachers I have ever met and is always willing to go the extra mile to show a student or coworker how to do a procedure or technique. She also is a pillar in the community and is supportive of all the local programs and businesses. Anne is irreplaceable and I'm not sure how we got so lucky to have her in our little community, Anderson added. With Anne, if there is a will, there is a way, and this has kept her going through her 45-year career in a time where being a woman in the industry was not always as accepted as it is today, said Victor Kernelaguen in his nomination letter. She has acquired many skills over the years and has kept her veterinary practice very up to date for a small center of 700 people. She has never been scared to invest in her clinic to give her clients the best experience possible. Thank you, Anne, for being the best boss, veterinarian and friend that anyone could ask for. I'm so grateful that I took a chance at the quaint rural clinic and have got to spend the last 12 years working alongside you. You truly are one in a million and very deserving of this award, Richaud said in her remarks. Once the community learned about Kernelaguen's recognition, congratulations started pouring through social media among other channels. As of the beginning of this week, there were hundreds of reactions, shares and over 170 congratulatory comments on one Facebook post alone. Dr. Anne is by far the most professional, caring, realistic, honest, dedicated and compassionate veterinarian I have ever had the pleasure of knowing, wrote Roxy Blackmore. Congratulations, Dr. Anne, so very well deserved. You hold a very special place in thousands of hearts encompassing the entire animal kingdom. We are so blessed to have you. Thank you. We love you. Congratulations, and thank you for being an everyday hero, said Nikki Sheffer. A kinder, more caring, intelligent human being than Dr. Anne is absolutely impossible to find, wrote Shane Campbell. Anne is beyond deserving of this award. The patience of a saint and a heart of gold for all animals and their families, said Kate Halkyard. Kernelaguen grew up on a mixed farm near St. Brio, Sask. She graduated from the Western College of Veterinary Medicine in 1978 and started working for Dr. Don Pulfer in Stoughton on May 1, 1978. She bought the practice on January 15, 1979, and has enjoyed working in the Stoughton area ever since. Kernelaguen has worked extensively with cow-calf producers. She also finds dentistry very interesting and has taken extra courses in canine and feline dentistry. She has two wonderful sons and many animals of her own. She has been a 4-H leader for many years and a supporter of her community as a volunteer and contributor in different capacities.